did you ever call a female? What was the show?
That's a shoot. That's a little female hole. Shoot. That's what you call a female.
I see. And did you have an unbred female? What would be a gilt?
A gilt?
Yes, ma'am.
That would be a little female hole. A gilt is.
I see.
And little bars, after done worked on, you call them bars.
And a big female hog, you call her a what?
Call her a sow.
I see. And what about the things hogs had? Did they have something on the back of their neck that would stand up when they got mad?
Well, some of them did.
What were they?
Did. Curl up their hair when they get mad.
Their hair was called what?
Bristles.
I see. And did they have something coming out of their mouth?
Cut my teeth. The male hog will have those touches, call them touches, come out the mouth. They're dangerous if they got mad. They cut you in two.
Really?
You better get out the way.
Did you ever see a hog that went out in the woods and grew up wild?
Yes, sir.
What'd they call them?
Wild hogs.
I bet they were dangerous.
They were really dangerous. They'd kill your dog and kill you too if they get up to you.
Yeah. What did you say to a dog when you wanted him to attack somebody or another person? Or
tell him to go get him.
Say how you do it. You'd say what?
Yes. Just say, go get him. Go get him. And he's going on after you.
Or sick him or something like that? Yes. Did you ever have any problems with dogs around here? Tell me about it.
Problem with dogs?
Yeah.
No, I never did have no problem with dogs. My husband always say, dear dogs, you know.
Yeah.
The walkers and the pot lickers. And, I tell you what I could do. I could tell if I want to catch a chicken and it won't come up the corn to catch him.
Yeah.
I'd tell those dogs to go catch him. And they're going to go catch him, but they ain't going to bite him. They're going to turn in and outrun him and put the paw on him. And hell a hole there till you get there and catch him. They'd do that.
What was a walker and a pot licker?
A walker is a dog. He will run a long, long time. He's a long wind.
And a pot licker?
A pot licker. When he's in the woods hunting, you see him. If a deer done went long and strubbed up against a brush or something, and up against a limb, that pot licker go down and rail up and smell it. Then he light out and make a squall. And all you do fall. Smart dog.
Did you ever have just a little kind of small dog, you know?
Beagles. Used to have beagles too, but they wasn't so good for hunting. They're good deer hunters. But when it's a rain and spell and wet weather, you know, they couldn't get like these other dogs, you know, get around there long legged, they little old low things. And they'll soon play out.